We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You guys have been dragging your feet.
That most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
You just won't commit.
I told you, I need to talk it out.
Okay, we talked it out.
Who else can look at a Dante Hightower press conference on Tuesday and say, that is what I'm waiting for?
Patriots.
We're talking Patriots.
Why?
Forget about my why.
Why?
People aren't going to be standing and cheering. Home field advantage via the crowd. Done.
Let that sink in just for a second, would
whatever.
You?
Whatever.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
First off, sound travels farther when it's cold.
Compression and expansion of the longitudinal waves.
We have a temperature inversion because it's Arctic air in nature.
Why?
And third, it's Kansas City.
Kansas City is cold.
Thanks, Glenn.
Right now.
Melissa Etheridge.
Ooh,
I love Melissa Etheridge.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
What about the fact that you and Callahan now have a speech defect? Sounds like you're
really?
Coming home from the dentist.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Both
listen,
of you.
There's,
I have a like nice once
little,
a week.
I don't know what it is. I'm starting to sound like you.
Yeah.
Minus the dental work.
Another 3 weeks.
You sound like that even when you don't go to the dentist, by the way.
I think you're trying to do a Shannon Sharp impression, but that's me.
No, I need to have like a bunch of marbles in my mouth and just, you know. Melissa Etheridge.
All right, we're going to get back to the Patriots again because none of us have changed our mind on the game, but we got a lot more to talk about with the Patriots game. But we started the show, and we want to pick it up again on Kyrie Irving last night. It was a terrific game, fun game, entertaining, and the Celtics won the game.
It's what you thought they were going to look like from day one.
Good game. Good game. Terrific game, fun game. And then when the game is over, if you hung around and watched the TV broadcast on NBC Sports Boston, next thing you know, they go to the locker room, this Kyrie Irving. And he's going on and on and on. And then next thing you know, he slips in, I called LeBron. And I apologized to him for not appreciating leadership, for me not appreciating leadership. And then I asked him for advice because I got a problem with all these young kids.
I apologize.
Exactly. And it all stemmed from that meeting they had after the Milwaukee game. And they thought they got over it. And then they started to win some games at home. And everybody said, well, everything is just fine. Then they go on a three-game road trip, and they lose all three, including the game in Orlando. And then Kyrie Irving decides that he's now going to give us the reason why they are dysfunctional.
It doesn't matter who you're going against. It matters the type of preparation you have, what you're going out and trying to accomplish. What's the big picture? What are we doing here? These are a lot of things that I don't think that some of my teammates have faced of just every single day. It's not easy to
feel
be great.
The knives now.
The burden.
So the things that you're doing, that you've done your whole entire career, of being able to, you know, kind of coast by in certain situations, and you've gotten away with your youth and stuff like that. Being on a championship ball club, you can't get away with that.
All right, so word gets out.
Don't start it, which is a nice little message.
So word gets out because they've got to get on a bus, then they're going to get on a plane. And with these phones now, instantaneously, you see the stuff popping up. Kyrie calls out the young kids or whatever. So you got to believe they get on the bus or they get on the airplane. And probably Jaylen Brown, is that safe to say, is probably sitting there going,
somebody said something.
What the bleep did you just
do? No, there's no question.
Well, what'd you just do? What are you throwing me under the bus?
Yep. No question.
Is that what you're doing? So the very next night, he's not playing. He comes out and he kind of like beep, beep, beep. He backs it all up.
Do the little things that matter. And when you win, you want to taste it again. And, you know, I never want to come from a place where I don't want to sound like or maybe feel like I don't want to win a championship. Sometimes I may come off and say things and never to question my teammates in public like that ever again. But it's, you know, I just want to win so bad. Like, came from a place where, you know, I asked for a trade and I'm coming here and I believe in this organization and I want these young guys to be successful. And in order to do that, we all got to be on the same page and have that mindset that a championship or nothing. You know, and you know, sometimes that could get the best of me at times.
So one of the kids got pissed off and he came back in my face and he probably said something. This is my theory anyway, right? He probably said something to me like, hey, What the hell happened to you when LeBron was the leader and you were 20 or 21 years old just like me or whatever? So what did Kyrie reveal last night after the game?
I did a poor job of setting an example for these young guys of what it's like to get something out of your teammates. And, you know, you go and you say something publicly and it ends up being, you know, received in so many different ways. And, you know, you never know how fragile or what guys are going through. And you say things like that and you're expecting results. But at the same time, I should have kept it in house. I got to empower them. You know, JB was right. I got to do the right things and really not point fingers at individuals. I had to call Bron, you know, and tell him, like, you know, I apologize. For being that young player that wanted to everything at his, you know, at his fingertips, and I wanted everything to be at, you know, my threshold. I wanted to be the guy that led us to championship. I wanted to be the leader. I wanted to be all that, and, you know, the responsibility of being the best player in the world and leading a team is something that's not meant for many people. Now I'm in this position. I asked for this, and I want this, and I want the responsibility, and I take it on full force. But it's also good to reach out for help and really take responsibility for what you've done in your career.
And this has really pissed you
off.
Here's
the thing. This is why I said a year and a half ago that Kyrie Irving would turn in to David Price.
Oh, stop.
Lou, come on. Stop. Here's the thing. He was doing a great job. He was making a lot of sense. He was making great points. I mean, he was like, he was humble. He was he was honest.
Yep.
I mean, it was like, wow, this guy really gets it. But he should have stopped right after he said, really should not point fingers. To add, I called LeBron James. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, he's honest.
You really? Here's the problem. Here's what's really.
Call Bron.
Here's what's disturbing, is that your leader, your main guy, your Dennis Pitta of the Boston Celtics, okay? Because the offense runs through him, is going to turn into LeBron James.
No, he's
not. Irritating, annoying. Just calling. You do not want him to turn into LeBron James.
Against all odds.
You know, to me, all he basically did was just confirm publicly, hey guys, I was calling you jerks. I was calling you a-holes. I'm better than you. I'm 26 years old, and I have all the answers because I won one freaking championship on the heels or on the back of LeBron James. That's what it is?
I loved it.
So I got all the answers.
I loved it. Listen, LeBron is a complex dude. You want to be like LeBron? Which LeBron do you want to be like? Because there's a lot of LeBron that we don't like. There's some LeBron that you should like. The guy's a great player. He's a championship player. I think this is actually maturity for a guy like Kyrie Irving. I think this is actually helping him becoming more of a leader. Because what he's doing is he's going to LeBron. He's seeing, you know, Jaylen Brown, I guarantee, threw it right back at him.
No
what
question.
Were you like when you were 22 years old that LeBron came? Remember the reasons why? Well, the stories you told me last year and why you didn't like playing with LeBron because of the way he treated you? You don't even see it. You don't even see it, Kyrie. You're treating me just exactly the way you hated the way LeBron treated you. And I think it was just sort of eye-opening for him. I think he looked in the mirror and he was absolutely right. So we called up LeBron. And he was talking about the
kid.
Tell
me, old wise one.
And he's like,
one.
No, was this me?
Oh, like he's the owl in the tree.
Was this me? And he's like, yeah, it was you. So I think he's listening to Jaylen Brown, and I think he went public with it. You're right. He could have left the LeBron stuff out there, but this is Kyrie. He talks. I think it was one of those things
that's
where I need
Price.
To publicly apologize to you, Jaylen Brown. I heard you, and I want people to know I heard you because this thing got public. It got a little crazy there for a couple of days. So I listened to you. You are absolutely right. And I'm going to be a better leader. But I'm gathering all this information. I'm talking to LeBron, a guy who went through with him.
So you
I don't mind it.
You have to go call LeBron James. So part of his problem, you said, like, he likes to talk. He gets too damn chatty.
He does.
Like, he's talking. He's saying all the right things. And then, okay, somebody needs to pull the mic away and say, that's enough, before he keeps burying himself with this. Because I tell you what, you love Kyrie for what he does. And I tell you what. Unbelievable last night. Unbelievable. And you watch that team and you say, wow. Like, imagine. That was about as good as it got, right?
Well, a statement
the best
by him
game
too.
Of the season.
Oh, you want me to be the leader? I'll score. I'll also set everybody else up here.
He scored or assisted on each of Boston's final 25 points. So the last 25 points.
He had
his fingerprints on every single play, every single point in the fourth quarter,
you're
right?
Looking at the box score.
Against one of the best team in the East.
Christian, I think a big part of this is that you just don't like LeBron. So you're bringing LeBron.
I don't want him to turn into a total stinky a-hole.
What I didn't like about this, because I could understand him calling LeBron, because LeBron's exactly who you should call to try to get some advice on this. Because you were Jaylen Brown a few years ago, and LeBron was what you are now. So why not do it? But why did he have why did he have to volunteer it last night to the media? Almost like, because he had to tell Jaylen Brown publicly. No. So it got out there.
What does that make?
Well, I don't like that part of it. I don't. But I think right from the get-go, I think he was telling Jaylen Brown some of the things that he said publicly in that first thing we heard after the Orlando game, but it wasn't getting through to Jaylen Brown. So he felt, now I got to go public.
Here's the thing. It's so self-serving. It just makes you want to puke. It just does. And you're doing everything right. You kind of like show your cards when you have to include LeBron James. And that's part of the problem. You're too chatty.
But he needs to be LeBron James. I know you hate to hear that.
And then instead of it being about an unbelievable win, a great team effort where everybody contributed.
That was a good win.
At home,
great.
Unbelievable atmosphere.
Means nothing, though,
right?
unless they go on a run here in the next month or two.
He thinks it's all fixed. He's all happy.
No, he didn't say that.
Giddy.
You're making that up.
Well, you know, it's like, so he apologizes. He admits that he calls LeBron James. Yeah,
he did make
apologize for what?
He did make a guarantee at the end of that last night. I mean, he did say that we get consistent play like this, we're going to run through everybody in this league. I guarantee it.
Okay, that's a no-brainer. But are you going to do that? Because there's no evidence other than that game last night. Matter of fact, I was disappointed in the way they came out in the first quarter. Talked about Golden State the night before going into Denver, trying to make a statement with Denver in first place, and they put 51
quarter. I thought about this after the game, like when you watched that game and how great they looked. You know, let's just say for the last 3 months, you were like in freaking Europe, moved out there and came back and you watched this game. You left like in August before the season started and all the hype about this Celtics team. You came back and that was the first game you saw all year. You would sit there and say, yeah, well, yeah, that wasn't a surprise. That's why this team right now, 44 games in, is probably, what's their record right now? 34-10, 35-9? You know what I mean? So they look like the team that you actually thought they were going to be.
They're the fifth seed.
But they're sitting there 26 and 18.
They're the fifth seed.
And you're
not going to do squat as the fifth seed. I can tell you, all the green teamers who think, oh, they'll get their act together when they get into the playoffs, they better get their act together right now. They better be a number two seed. And I think that's going to be very difficult to do. They might get the three. Right?
Yeah,
they might get the three.
You know things are bad when you're 44 games into it, or I'm 44 games into the Celtics season. Last night was the first chirping I got about Average Al on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, you like him now?
Yeah, of course.
Listen,
right?
Everything works out. Teams. I'm not going to go after you now because it's 44 games in.
He was outstanding last night. You should be worried.
You should be nervous now.
Listen, you need Kyrie Irving.
Well, it's up to them now.
He's your guy. He's your team leader.
Let me tell you who you really need. Let me tell you who you need.
Kyrie. You need Kyrie.
Yeah, you need Kyrie.
Understood.
Gordon Hayward. Okay? Like, are we good yet or no?
No.
Because last night he was outstanding, okay?
No.
8-for-13 shooting is very good.
There's been no consistency.
But are we,
no.
Hello? Hello?
No,
because I'm just saying at times when you almost forget about him, and last night you sit there and say, okay, if this guy can be Gordon Hayward, like somebody sent me like a video of like highlights of Gordon Hayward like 2 years ago in Utah, and it was simple. Where'd this guy go? And you watch it and you're like, oh my God. And last night, you know, we've seen it. He had two good games against Minnesota, but last night I thought he was very good.
Yeah, and 2 years
Hello,
ago.
Hello, Gordon Hayward, $30 million max player, very good player. Like, are we good yet?
Yeah.
How about this? How about putting him back in the starting lineup?
Are we at that point now?
Marcus Morris, listen, very happy for you. You had a great role the first 40 games or so, or, you know, after the first 5 or 6, 10, whatever it is. You've had a great role all year long. Okay, you've shown people that in your free agent year that you're worthy of starting on a team. You're a scorer. We all know what you are. You bring a lot to a team. That's awesome. But you did your job. Gordon, let's go. Like, you're back in the starting lineup. Can we now go with Kyrie and Gordon Hayward and Al Horford and Jason Tatum? Are we ready yet or no?
No.
Can we put him in the starting lineup?
I think it'll eventually happen because he is a starter. I mean, he's an all-star.
I think it's time right
about
now. He's an
all-star when healthy in this league. And I think we're to the point now where health is in the rearview mirror. I think right now.
He said not really, though. He started talking about his ankle and everything else. I'm good. Put him in the starting lineup.
But that's in his head probably more than anything else, that he's got to feel right, that he's right out there. But you talked about watching him 2 years ago. That's when he was playing in a half-court offense with
Utah. That's when he was explosive. Right. That's when he's blocking guys. That's when he's dunking. That's when he's shooting, taking shots with confidence.
Should be doing more of that right now because of the running game they're playing. Eventually, that will come. All right, we get back to your phone call. 617-779-7937.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. We'll leave the whole Kyrie Irving thing on the table out there. I know Christian gets very, very worked up because he thinks he's suddenly become...
It's your worst nightmare.
No, it's not.
An all-about-me player, just like LeBron James, with a little hint of David Price on the side.
It's different, though. It's a different sport.
It doesn't matter. The outcome is the same.
No, you need your
David
star.
David Price, every time something happened, it became about David Price.
All right, let's do it.
Every time. Yeah, it was like every single day. Glenn, you know.
I get that, but baseball is
a lot
different.
You can't see the similarities?
No. Because he's a guy
come on. You're just being blind on purpose.
Because he's a guy that plays once every 5 days.
We were talking about him every day.
No, I agree. Pitchers don't usually do this. And he was really demonstrative. And obviously, the Eckersley thing really riled. And he never really apologized for it. I mean, he basically thought Eck gave in to him. You know, it was ridiculous. This is a case where it's the NBA. Five players on the court. One guy is your standout guy. I want Kyrie to be the standout guy. I want them to build a team around Kyrie. He's your guy. All right, he's got to be the leader. He's got to find a way now to deal with these younger players. And, oh, yeah, by the way, these younger players who are 20 and 21 years old have to understand that there are certain players on this team and the organization and the coach and the president of basketball operations that has built the team to win a championship now. Okay, it's not about them doing sneaker deals. It's not about them getting their attention. It's not about them doing TV shows and commercials. It's about...
See, here's the thing with Irving. He's a victim of the moment. He's a victim of last night's moment. You know, happy-go-lucky. I figured it out. Everything's going to be fine now, right? So you're going to see the same type of effort,
sure
same type of energy, right? And every game is going to be the same. And he's going to be just killing it left and right in every single game.
All right.
Right?
We'll keep that in the table. We'll talk Patriots as well. Paul in Weston wants to do exactly that. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. You know, as terrible a threat as Mahomes is, I think the biggest concern is Tyreek Hill and his speed. And I remember, I think it was a year ago, and it may have been on your midday show, you had a Patriot player on. It may have been Devin McCourty, and you asked him, are you the fastest player on the team? And he said, no, Jonathan Jones is by far the fastest guy we have. And I was wondering what you guys thought about, would Bill think about putting Jonathan Jones over the top on Tyreek Hill, doubling him with, you know, maybe Jason McCourty underneath, and as a way of at least stopping, the thing that scares me about Tyreek Hill is, you know, he can pick up 70 yards and go for a touchdown, and you need somebody with an angle, with speed and a little bit of an angle that could at least stop him before he gets to the end zone.
You don't need, they are going to double him. At some point in time, and what the Chiefs are going to do, they're going to take him off the line of scrimmage. They're going to motion him.
They do.
They're going to put him in all different types of situations where
he'll be running.
He can get a running start. Yeah, but that's fine. I'm fine with him running. Go ahead, run the ball. Be a tailback. I don't care about that. What I care about is the broken play that leads to like a 70-yard touchdown. That's the one that worries me. So, he is the guy that they will devote all the resources to. Everybody else is going to have to survive
on
their own.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know who's going to cover him, but I would think McCourty and these guys back there deep, you know, have a better understanding that the angle you thought you had, that's not good enough, as you saw in that first game against these guys. So, I mean, they're going to just try to cover him, probably double team him, but even double teaming this guy, you know, you still got to keep an eye when Mahomes rolls out because he's in the middle of the field stopped. The next thing you know, he just spins and runs to the left and he's gone. And you can't sleep on that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has said that Tyreek Hill runs these great routes or whatever. And if he were in a system like the New England Patriots, he might be a different guy. He's perfect for what they're doing. The extended plays, Mahomes is throwing on the run, and eventually he'll get separation. So you tell me, who do you put on Tyreek Hill that can stay with him consistently over 1 second, 2 second, 3 second,
no
four
one.
Second? That's the problem. That's the problem.
It doesn't matter, though. It's and also, you got to assume that. So, okay, would you compare Tyreek Hill to, like, Antonio Brown? Not as, don't compare speed, whatever, but as far as danger factor, impact factor.
Yeah, but I think
gotta stop him factor.
But that's the difference, is that I think the Patriots be easier for them, you know, to try to attack a guy like Antonio Brown.
Absolutely.
Because you can double team him, you know, have someone on top of him, somebody below him, or every great wide receiver, whether it's a guy like DeAndre Hopkins or you name it, Julio Jones. But with this guy, it doesn't really matter if you take away like that first look, as you're pointing out. Like, he runs a route, little out. Okay, if someone underneath, somebody on top, fine. Mahomes is like, he's not open. And all of a sudden he rolls to the right. And Tyreek Hill's just standing there. Then within 2 yards, he's at full speed, taking off the other way. You know, and it's like, God, you know, it's not the initial route that you're going to be worried about with Tyreek Hill. You can take that away and close up some windows.
Correct. It's the extended play.
It's the extended play and where he just decides to take off to the left or take off to the right or spin and go deep.
But that's Kansas City's game.
And he's two steps past you already.
If he were in this offense with Brady, it'd be a lot different. But you can't stop him because the play gets extended, and the next thing you know, he's so quick, he gets 5 yards behind you. Here's Matt in San Diego, California. Hi, Matt.
Ooh. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, Matt?
Everybody okay back there? I know it was a rough one. Everybody okay?
No, the fans out here are flip-floppers.
The L.A. Chargers.
You know, depends on which ones you talk to.
All right.
Oh, what's up?
But my question's for Lou about the Brady injury, which I agree with, but I was just wondering, do you think that, you know, in the second half against Miami and the Pittsburgh game and Buffalo and the Jets, that maybe Brian Hoyer could have scored more points and done better than just 6 points or 10 points against Pittsburgh and given Brady some rest?
I don't.
You know, that two to 3 weeks that he needed?
No. No, I don't. I'd still play him. Even if Tom Brady's like smart and bails on throws, he's still better than Brian Hoyer.
We're losing it.
Yeah, but you don't think Hoyer could have put up more than 10 points against Pittsburgh?
Hey, nope. Matt, I think Tom Brady with one leg. I mean, they could cut. No, I'm serious. They could cut the left leg off, and I still would have more confidence in the second half with Tom Brady. Yes.
Well, I would too, but you know, if he needed the rest, you know, maybe. See what Hoyer could do.
Nice try. Nope. It was good. It was in it.
I don't want to do it.
Chris is in Scottsdale. It's been a long week. Here's Chris. Hi, Chris.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Question for you. You've had a couple of guys on the defense that have had subpar seasons, namely Adrian Claiborne and Danny Shelton. The past couple of games, including the last one, Claiborne looked great, and Shelton, they haven't run on anybody. So, I'm trying to figure how much attention
they're playing at home. That's why.
Well, Rivers. Dietrich Wise was out.
He's healthy. He's healthy again. He practiced today. Full practice.
So who's going to sit?
I don't know.
Is he going to bench Claiborne again?
I think there's a chance.
Rivers down.
I think Claiborne was benched because the only thing he can do is rush to a certain spot. And when you face a guy like Phillip Rivers, that's basically all he can do. They don't trust him holding an edge. They don't trust any other responsibility. But go get the quarterback who sits right there. And that's basically Phillip Rivers. So I think it was a perfect matchup for him.
He's not catching
When it comes to Mahomes, I don't know if you want him out there.
So Shelton has looked decent in the middle. The run stuffing has been decent. Does he get the call again?
I don't think Shelton's looked decent. I think he's had his moments, but I don't think he's looked decent. He's sat decent a lot of games because his job is to stop that run, and he hasn't got the job done.
Oh, no, Glenn, I know you were crucifying him earlier on, but for the past couple of games, I don't know if it's just him. You guys have a different vantage point of film that maybe you guys see, but nobody's run on them from the Buffalo game, the Jets game, the Chargers. Their run defense has been stout. I don't know how much he's had to do with it, but it looks like he's done a little bit better because he was horrible earlier on in the season.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Thanks, Chris.
Shelton isn't even. He didn't even. Did he?
Did he win, play last week? Conversation?
I don't think he did.
Just say thank you.
No, I'm just started looking. I'm like, this guy throw me. Did he play last week?
No. His original question that they screened him with was, how do you stop Damian Williams? And I'm laughing as we're putting the call up because it, once again, is a third string running back. Is that fair to say? Because Hunt was their number one guy. Spencer Ware was their number two guy. He went down, and now you got Damian Williams. But that's been a problem for New England on the road this year because they had that problem with Jalen Samuels.
I will say this. They do know this guy, though.
Who is that?
They do know Williams. He took a free agent trip here, played at Miami, so they've seen him in some divisional games.
They get the book on him.
Well, I mean, I think that's part of it. Sure. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he has an axe to grind. Yeah. You didn't sign me. When I was a free agent, you wasted all my time. You made me take a trip up here, and you didn't sign me. Right? Is that what it is? So here's you want to talk about the as far as having every advantage known to man for the Patriots. You look at this injury report. They have no injuries whatsoever. None. And don't give me Dietrich Wise because he's fine. He's on the list, but it's full participation.
Mm-hmm.
It could not set up better for them as far as everything involved. No injuries, no dog bites, no Brady getting gashed with his hand. Remember last year, Brady cuts his hand like a Thursday practice with Rex Burkhead. I didn't even know if he was going to play.
Tom Brady has a scar on his quad.
It could not. You have no excuses, right? Can we say they have no excuses?
Keep
there's
dogs
nothing.
Away from Brady.
Tom Brady,
there's,
speaking, has a gash on his leg bitten by one of the security dogs.
Keep those dogs away.
No, there's no excuses.
Spelled marijuana.
Jesus, I hated
no
that excuse. When that happened.
Yeah, no, they not one. Yet no. The Chiefs have a bunch.
Yeah, they
have a bunch.
Duvernay Tartif has an ankle injury, limited participation. Spencer Ware, we just mentioned him. He's got a hammy, so I'm not sure they're going to play him. But Eric Berry, heel, but full participation.
Nora Pernacia. I think I'm saying that right
you
from the
are,
Boston.
It's
Globe.
Close. It's,
I'm
it's
curious.
Closer.
Eric Berry one to me, that's an X factor right there. You know, he comes back. He's hurt pretty much the whole year. He's got like a heel injury. He comes back. He plays in the last two games, but the injury flares up again.
He played in the first half of the Chargers game. Remember that? We had a couple people calling on that one. Yeah. Unfortunately for them, he played the entire freaking game against Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, they gave up 38.
Yeah. Here's an interesting one, though. Sammy Watkins, the foot injury, full participation. He was pretty good in their game last week. So if you go back and you look at the first game they played with Watkins, Gilmore was the one on Watkins. Through most of
that game.
So
he's done.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
you know, the other thing, too, is that Boston Sports Info put it out there. And I don't know if it was because it was after we were talking about Pat Mahomes not really running as much as maybe we want to give him credit for.
Yeah.
Because he did. I mean, he averaged 17 yards a game this year. He ran the ball 60 times. You know, he doesn't get out of the pocket and it's like, oh, you got to worry about him taking off. No, he doesn't take off. He throws the football. He runs out of the pocket to throw the football. So it's like, you know, everybody rushes after him. It's like he's a threat to run. Not really. I mean, what, 60 carries, 16 games, 17 games now. It isn't that much, and he's averaging 17 a game. And he broke it down by, like, first down, second down, third down.
Big, you know, first down running.
Well, first down, he takes off 31 times. But for 96 yards, is that killing you?
No.
I mean, okay, he takes off for an average of 3 yards. Okay, second, seven.
It's
Let's
more the
do
run
this.
Option, right, isn't it?
So it's not.
He's not. He doesn't even do that. They don't. Here's the thing. They have too many skill position players for him to be Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
There's no need for you to know.
So, there's things that, like, you know, when he rolls out to the right, it's like there's the commitment to go and get him because he wants to run. No. You stay back. And, oh, by the way, just because he's rolling to the right, the whole field doesn't have to shift to the right because he's also throwing and can throw back to the left. So I think there's some things you can look at and say when he rolls out, don't be so concerned with him taking off. He is not that guy. He might have it in him, but he doesn't want to do it.
See, I totally agree with you because you know the numbers tell you that when he's running, he is more likely to throw the football than he is to run. But he's such a good actor in pulling it off, Lou. He does the double pump, and then next thing you know, he gets you to commit, okay, and then he's taking off. He gets you to commit for the pass, and he's taking off. I just don't trust him. All right, final call of the day, and this guy's got the question everybody wants to know. Hi, Joe. Joe's in a car.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Big Great, Joe.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, bud.
Appreciate it.
Hey, so, you know, we all understand that this is going to be a tough game for the Pats, and it's probably going to take a heck of a coaching job from the coordinators and Belichick. If Belichick can pull this off, does he get a pass for the Super Bowl last year with the Malcolm Butler decision?
I've already addressed that question.
I'm sorry. Is this the Super Bowl? Was this the AFC title game? I mean...
If he pulls this off, if he wins this game on Sunday, which no one thinks he's going to win,
no.
Does he get a pass? Does he get a pass?
Can no.
We trust Bill? Can we trust Bill again?
No, he's got to win a Super Bowl to make up for.
I like that.
Why would
he
have to
like
win
that.
An AFC title game to make up for losing a Super Bowl?
No, I think. Joe, you're onto something, Joe. Joe, you're onto something. Yeah. There's two things. There's two wrongs that need to be righted. There's two wrongs.
Lou, how's it going?
The Butler play and Desperado. Those two things.
So by winning this,
yes.
You're good?
Yes,
I am. How about winning a Super Bowl? You cost a Super Bowl, Joe. How can you put the two in the same category?
He makes up for last year's Super Bowl.
How about this? By winning another one. That'd be nice. But by winning an AFC title game?
This is the Super Bowl. This is our Super Bowl right now.
In 2 weeks, it's called the Super Bowl. Who are we right now? Is this Jacksonville? Where are we? Kansas City? That by winning this game, this is your Super Bowl? You finally get to win one and go to a Super Bowl?
Belichick gets our trust back. That was my point.
Oh, your trust?
He gets our trust back.
My guess is this. You never lost trust in him. That's my guess,
Joe. Hey, Joe, wait till you get to the Super Bowl and he decides he's going to sit out Gilmore.
This
in that
from
game.
The text line as well. Loomer Loney is a stupid head.
We know that.
My guess is that Joe's never lost trust. That would be my guess.
He seems to have lost some trust in him. I don't know. John Tomasi and the history, the legacy of John Tomasi continues on, believe it or not. You'll hear it. It's coming up next. Plus, we finally got the song out of Kansas City. They've finally fully done it. And they've produced it, and we've got it for you coming up.
And that's how I look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady is just about done.
Brady stinks. And the dynasty dies.
The New England Patriots are the NFL champions.
The Patriots win the Super Bowl. Brady has his fifth.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Philip Rivers is going to win the game.
30-27, Chargers win.
The game we circle is, that was when this dynastic Brady-Belichick run ended.
And the route is on in Foxborough. The Pats are heading to Kansas City.
It's like winning.
Brady is headed back to Kansas City and looking for revenge.
You know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games, so we'll see.
Where America had him dead and buried 3 years ago.
The New England Patriots, let's face it, they're not good anymore.
Just two games away from his sixth Super Bowl ring. Listen to the game right here on your home of the GOAT.
That play's tough for heart, tough for everything.
Now back to OMF on Sports Radio WEEI.
And I'd say this to all the Boston fans as I watch them on social media. We want them back again because they cheated us. They cheated us. They cheated us. They know they cheated us.
Interesting.
Back in New Orleans. They watched our film, so we want some more of them.
That's Eric Dickerson once again falling the bait of the Lane John Tomasi story from many, many moons ago.
You've been hit a lot.
It's simply
it can't be
away.
That dopey,
won't
though, right? Is it just like your heart, your Ram?
How about their coach, Dick Vermeil, huh?
They've done it the right way. You know, they haven't accused of cheating or anything. They've done it. You know, Clark has taken over and done it. It's so great now that it's Andy Reid and the Hunt family still intact, and they've got a great chance to get it done. In fact, my computer picks them to win.
Yeah.
I love that fact because following them computer-wise all year, the computer picked Kansas City by 15 out of 16 games.
What does Vermeil mean with his computer?
Him and Betty White should hang out.
Does he open up? By the way, 97 today.
Everybody's got a little.
Wish Betty a happy birthday.
Who?
What is he talking about?
He
opens up his computer and he turns his computer on. The computer tells him who's going to win the game.
Yeah.
What?
It's like, hello. It's like, Alexa, who's going to win the game?
Hello.
Hey, Google.
Hello.
Give me a score.
Siri, I need help. I want to put a bet in this game.
Pick them to win.
You were asking for the Kansas City song. The people put together the Kansas City song. Only took them until late Thursday, but they finally produced it. Here it is. Should we play it?
I don't know. I'm a Chiefs fan after this one.
You don't like it?
Oh, it's great.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. Is this it?
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride. Let's go, baby. Competition terrified. Depot, Travis, Kelsey, Tyree, Chris Jones, Justin Houston, Patrick Mahomes, United.
I'm just doing this, saying all the names of the players.
This is like some.
Oh my God, I could totally do a song better than this.
It's like a pop, you know, a little pop hit or whatever.
Enough!
That's not the real song. Play the real song for this week. not the real song.
All she's doing
final segment
is naming all the, is saying all the names of the players.
Player show. She'll go through the entire roster. It's all sponsored by Cars for Kids. It'd be a great time to clean out your garage. Donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call today 1-877-Cars for Kids or online at carsforkids.com.
There you go.
All right, I like it. One more.
It's got more of an edge to it, doesn't it?
Of course. Just don't let Skip Bayless.
Much better.
You're screwing with my life here, okay? You want me dead? I'll get you dead. That's what I want. It is Meter and Reamer.
That is an odd couple.
Show fire. It's coming up next. We're back tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. Be here. We're out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.